In New York City, over the last decade, the murder, rape, and robbery rates have gone down drastically, but a smaller so-called quality of life crime persists, and that's graffiti. Graffiti artists or writers or taggers have a new tool, the etching acid being used by window glaziers. It's the latest weapon in what NPR's Mike Pesca reports is the never-ending battle over graffiti.
In ancient Rome, graffiti mocked politicians, advertised prostitutes, and simply announced Kilroyus was here. The decline of that civilization was literally brought about by vandals. These days, it just seems that way, says New York City Councilman Peter Vallone Jr.
Nationally, it causes over $15 billion in damage. And now we've noticed that the new tool du jour is etching acid. I go out and clean graffiti once a week. You can't clean etching acid. You have to replace the whole window, which is a huge taxpayer expense.
Vallone's initiatives include sponsoring a law which makes it illegal for anyone under the age of 21 to possess spray paint, broad tip markers, or etching acid. This last substance, when mixed with shoe polish and smeared on subway windows, leaves an indelible mark. Vallone's possession ban was on the books for about 4 months before being thrown out by a judge, though the ban on etching acid stands, as does the prior law which banned graffiti tools being sold to minors. Criminologists will tell you that bans have no proven effect on rates of graffiti because the implements are still available if you know where to look. Look around a subway car and you'll see mostly pristine surfaces, except for the windows.
Right now, graffiti's like pretty dead on the subways, I mean, except for the acid stuff.
25 years ago, Eric Deal was a graffiti artist. Now he runs a website called At 149th Street, which chronicles prominent taggers. In the late 80s, all subway cars with graffiti were pulled, cleaned, and when they were rotated back in service, the riders found their paint wouldn't stick. The graffiti-proof subway car changed the rules of the game. But writers still found a way to get their names out there, lately through acid, before that by scratching it into the windows. Deal says these crude implements were accepted because with graffiti, quantity trumps quality.
The abundance, the quantity always supersedes style. You could be the most talented artist and have the best style in the most unique letter forms. And if you only do like one or two of them, you're going to get some respect, but really, really not much. A guy who has a horrible handwriting and has his name like on every single subway car, he's going to have way more respect than you do.
Still, taggers try to sell the argument that graffiti is art. One writer, Tev One, was standing outside a subway station in Lower Manhattan, literally selling it in the form of maps spray-painted with the words, "Graffiti is art." Tev One says he doesn't like etching acid because it's totally destructive, but admits he has engaged in scratch-eating.
I consider that more like of a bombing. There's two different types of graffiti. There's bombing and there's art. I was more of a bomber. It was more, the more of, the more better.
And Tev One targeted his call to arms at one man.
Bomb, 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 bomb. And tell Vallone I said so.
In this cat and mouse game, it comes back to Peter Vallone Jr., one inspiring cat to anyone who wants to write, scratch, or burn his name into the commuter's consciousness. And while it's true that in raising the stakes, Councilman Vallone also raises his own profile, this year there have been about 1,000 graffiti-related arrests in the city. It seems like there's a light at the end of this tunnel, still discernible through the scratches and acid blotting the train window. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.